Welcome to the Keynote Podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
This morning we're going to be talking about living in our inheritance. Now, we all know that we are co-heirs with Christ. And if we're co-heirs with Christ, then we inherit everything that he inherits. The question is, when do we do that? Do we do that now? Do we do that beyond this life? Do we do that in heaven? Do we do that when Christ comes again? When is all that inheritance available to us? And what actually is that inheritance? How can we therefore appropriate all that inheritance? Now, the scripture teaches us that before you can inherit, a death has to take place. That you can have the knowledge that you will inherit, but you can't inherit until the death has taken place. Well, now we know the death of Jesus took place to make it possible for those who believe in him to have his inheritance. But you see, what the scripture also says is that your death has taken place because you were crucified with Christ. So, because your death has taken place and Jesus' death has taken place, that inheritance is already available to you. And what God has done in the scriptures is given us the truth as the revelation of the inheritance that we have. Now, when I was praying a few days ago, God gave me a very simple illustration to help us understand this. Can you just come here for a moment? Do you mind if I touch your hair? Okay, just stand facing that way. He said, the inheritance that we have is like having a full head of hair. Now, this is not directing this teaching at anybody who doesn't have a full head of hair, mentioning no names and making no illusions, because we're talking spiritually now, okay? And this is simply an illustration, and every illustration has its failings at some point or other. Right, now, here is a full head of hair. If I was to do... Can you see that at the back? No, you can't. What I've done is I've taken one hair. Now, I'm just going to tug it. I won't pull it out. But can you can feel that?
Yeah.
She can feel that. I've only got one hair, but she can feel it. Why? Because it's her hair. It is attached to her. So every truth in Scripture is like a hair. Now, how many hairs has she on her head? That would be a challenge even for a Rofi student to come up with the answer to. What the scripture tells us to do is to lay hold of our inheritance. Paul says that he, even at the end of his life when he was in prison and writing, that he wants to take hold of everything that Christ Jesus has taken hold of him. So if I take hold of a whole lot of hair like that. How many hairs have I got in my hand now? Hundreds, if not thousands. That represents all the truths that I have taken hold of and appropriated. But look how many more there are. So what I do as my life progresses is I take hold of more and more and more of my inheritance. Now, even when I get to my deathbed, look how much more there is that I have not yet laid hold of. But when I go to glory, I won't try to do it. I believe in miracles, but not the impossible. Now, what happens when you go to glory is all that you have not inherited in this life is yours anyway. And you enter into the fullness of it. Okay, thanks very much. Now, every time you brush your hair or comb your hair in the morning, just think, today I'm living in my inheritance. Amen. Today I'm living in my inheritance. And even should a hair fall out, you have not lost your inheritance. Just a little graphic way of helping us to understand. Now, you have already laid hold of a certain amount of that inheritance. You've already taken hold of some of the hairs. But there is so much more to take hold of. So Paul, writing right at the end of his life, says, I'm pressing on to take hold of everything. I want to take hold of the lot. Now, he knows that that is going to happen when he dies and goes to glory. But he realizes that you never come to the end of that process of taking hold of more and more of what he has for you. So Paul, when he's writing to the Ephesians, says, as we know well, that God has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. So that full head of hair represented every spiritual blessing. Now, I took just one hair and tugged it a little, because if you take one hair and tug it, you can feel it, can't you? That proves it's your hair. It's not somebody else's hair that has got caught in your hair, but it's your hair. And this is what God wants us to understand about inheritance. It's your inheritance. And every single hair is attached to your life. Every single aspect of that inheritance is yours. It's not that somebody else's inheritance has been somehow got confused and muddled up in your life. It's the inheritance that God gave you. Now, in this sense, we all have the same inheritance because we all have the fullness of Christ. We all have every blessing in Christ Jesus in heavenly places. You remember in the parable of the prodigal son, as it's usually called, of the father with the two sons. The young son laid claim to his inheritance. The father gave it to him because he laid claim to it. Now, unfortunately, he went and wasted his inheritance. He misused his inheritance. But it was his inheritance. So he had the right to it because it was given him by his father. So you have a right to every spiritual blessing in Christ, because that is the inheritance that has been given to you already by your father. As his child, he has made you a co-heir with Christ. The death has already taken place, both his death and your death. Therefore, you have a right to lay claim to that inheritance. Now, you remember that the older brother was full of self-righteousness and refused to accept his younger brother when he came back. Didn't want to go in to the feast and rejoice. And the father comes out to him, and you remember what he said to the older brother. "My son, I am always with you, and everything I have is yours." So that head of hair represents everything that God has. Every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. God is saying, it's all yours by right. Not because you can claim any right of your own, but because I have chosen to give you every spiritual blessing. Everything I have. Now, the life of faith is laying hold of everything that he has. Everything that is given to Christ. You've seen me use three people to indicate what Jesus says in John 16. When Jesus is speaking, he says, "Everything that the Father has, he has given to me, and everything that I have, the Holy Spirit makes known to you." And therefore, as I make clear in the Truth Translation, that means that everything the Father has, everything the Son has, everything that the Holy Spirit has, he makes known to you. And to make known in Scripture is not just to tell you about it, but to make it known in your experience. So, you can't even count the blessings, just like you can't count the hairs on the head. When the Lord was using this illustration with me the other day, he said, "I know how many hairs are on your head." And I'd always interpreted that as meaning, yes, well, if God knows even the insignificant things about us like that, I can't imagine anything more insignificant, then he must know everything that is much more significant about us. And it surely does mean that. But the Lord was just using this scripture in this other context and saying, I know exactly how many of those hairs each one of you has laid claim to. I know how many of those truths, of those blessings that are in Christ, are living in each one of you. You know, so the Lord is saying, I can count them. I could tell you the precise number for every one of you of what you have laid claim to and what you're living in the good of. And you see, he can keep a running tally because he is God and he knows everything. You know the psalm that says he knows every word that's on our lips, every thought from afar. He knows when we go in and when we go out, when we sit down and when we stand up, or lie down and stand up. You can't do anything without him knowing about it, because not only does he know all and see all, but he actually lives in you while you're doing it. So you can't catch God out and say, "Yeah, got you there. You didn't know I did that, did you?" Never, never can we hide from him. He doesn't like to look upon sin, but he knows when we do sin. He chooses not to look upon it, but he waits, like, you know, the father didn't go seeking the younger son when he was living an immoral lifestyle and wasting his inheritance. The father didn't want to look upon that. He waited for the son to come back. But when the son came back, he welcomed it. It was as if he'd never gone to the city. It's as if he'd never wasted his inheritance. The father actually ran to meet him and embraced him, just showing the love and the mercy of God. And they have this great feast, as if this is the greatest day in the father's life. "This my son was lost and he's found. He was dead, but he's alive again." So much love for the son. That's a tremendous parable about the mercy of God, the mercy of the father. That's really what it's about, not so much the prodigal son, but the love and the mercy of God. And it says that when he went to meet him, or when he saw him coming, he was, literally the Greek is, he was tender-hearted towards him. I wonder how many Christians would be tender-hearted towards a fellow believer that had gone off, wasted his inheritance, lived such an ungodly lifestyle, and then suddenly turned up in church one Sunday. You see, but the Father's love and mercy is such. The Father thought, "This is wonderful. I've got him back where he needs to be." So God wants us, by faith, to keep laying hold of that inheritance. Okay, so what is this inheritance? Listen to this. "The Lord is my portion, my inheritance, and my cup. He has allotted me pleasant places where I have a glorious inheritance." That's Psalm 16, verses 5 and 6 in the Truth Version. So, the Lord himself is our inheritance. The Lord himself is our portion. The Lord himself is our cup. We read in Psalm 23, "My cup overflows." Why? Because the Lord is my cup. And one of the ways in which historically people have described what it is to live in revival is by describing it as living the overflowing life. That your life just overflows with the blessings of God, overflows with the mercy of God, overflows with the grace of God, overflows with the love of God. You just overflow with God. You overflow with Jesus. You overflow with the life of the Spirit, that literally, rivers of living water are flowing out of you because you're overflowing. Amen. And why are you overflowing? because you're living in the good of your inheritance. Hallelujah. In the second year lecture yesterday morning, we saw that there are some phrases in Scripture where, you know, you don't need a whole passage, you just need one phrase, live by it for a week. And I was saying how when we were living in community, some of the people used to do this, take just one phrase and say, right, I'm going to set my heart now on living that this week. Things like, let everything you do be done in love. Right, I'm going to really set my heart on living that this week, that everything I do will be done in love. Or rejoice in the Lord always. Right, this week I'm really going to make a determined effort, because the Scripture says you make determined effort. Make determined effort to rejoice always in every situation, every circumstance. Or give thanks in every circumstance. Of course, if you can do it for a week, you could then do it for a month. Because if you did that for a week, it would become such a way of life that you would continue to do it, and you can add another phrase and another phrase. Sometimes we try to take hold of too much of the hair at one time. Instead of saying, well, wait a minute, this head of hair is made up of all these separate hairs, all these separate truths. And what God wants us to do is to lay hold of those truths. Now, when we lay hold of them, we don't just appropriate them for ourselves, but we say, right, this is what now is going to be expressed in my life because it's part of my inheritance. Part of my inheritance is to rejoice in the Lord always because He is my inheritance. If I'm rejoicing in my inheritance, I'm rejoicing in the Lord. I give thanks to the Lord at all times in all circumstances. Why? Because He is my inheritance. And so if I'm going to live in the good of my inheritance, I'm going to be giving Him thanks in all circumstances. Yes. Let everything be done in love. Well, He is love and He is my inheritance. So everything I do can be done in love. Are we getting the idea? The inheritance is not just the blessings that you want, the healing, the provision. The inheritance is the truth. Because the inheritance is God Himself, and He is the truth. And all those hairs represent all the different strands of truth that are brought together in the Scriptures. See, the sad thing that we see happening in the church, generally speaking, today out there, is that people are making decisions and living in such ways, even in churches, that have got nothing to do with the truth. Sometimes in ways that are even opposed to the truth. They're not living in the inheritance. Because God is our inheritance. If we're living in God, the decisions we make will therefore be godly decisions. Decisions for God, decisions for the truth, decisions for the inheritance that is ours in Christ. Are we getting this? In the book of Lamentations, it says, I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I place all my hope in Him. I say to myself. So when you're brushing your hair or combing your hair, you can say to yourself, the Lord is my inheritance. Everything He has is mine today. Everything. Praise God. If your hair is getting a little bit thinner than it was, then you like to hold on to what you have which is a good reminder to hold on to your inheritance. But even if we lose hairs, we don't lose the inheritance.
Good. Thank you,
Jesus. I say with meaning and with feeling, because every time I comb my hair, I'm likely to lose one or two. Paul says, if we know we are his children, then we know also that we are his heirs. Yes, we are heirs of God and inherit all his blessings along with Christ. Say, all his blessings. All his blessings. We inherit all his blessings along with Christ. We may have to face the cost in being obedient to him, but this is only so that we will share eternally in his glory, in the good of all that inheritance. When he's writing to the Philippians, he says, I do not claim to have received all that God has for me, neither have I yet been made perfect, but I am always moving forward to take hold of everything that Christ Jesus had planned to give me when he laid hold of my life. So when he laid hold of your life, he gave you a full head of hair, spiritually speaking. He said, that's yours. Now, when he first laid hold of your life, you didn't know much about what those hairs signified. But the great thing about the scriptures, why I love the time that I spend every day in the Word of God, is that it opens up more and more and more revelation about what you have as your inheritance in Christ. I mean, most of the books of the New Testament, I don't know how, well, I've been a Christian now for over 60 years, but how many times in all those years that I've read these things, yet still you get fresh revelation of your inheritance. Yes. And that's what makes it exciting. That's why faith comes from hearing the word, because you say, wow, that's my inheritance. So, the scripture says, Jesus is the yes and the amen to all the promises of God. Because the scripture also makes clear that all the promises that God has given are yours.
Yes.
You inherit all the promises of Abraham. All the generational promises that have been passed down from one generation to another, they are all yours. Now, understand something about the Father. In that parable, when the young son came and asked for his inheritance, the father doesn't hesitate in giving it to him. Why? Because it was his inheritance. It was his right. Give me my share of the inheritance. What do you learn from that? The father loves it whenever you lay claim to your inheritance. He loves it. It blesses him. You can't bless him out of his socks because he doesn't wear them. But he loves it. At least I assume he doesn't. He loves it when you have the faith and the boldness to lay claim to what is yours. Young children know how to ask. And you know, if a young boy comes to his father and says, "Dad, I don't suppose you'd buy me a bicycle for my birthday, would you?" You can see that the expectation in the question is, "No, I won't." Merely from the way in which he phrases the question and the intonation of his voice when he asks. But children know how to be bold in asking. "I want, give me." Well, now, I'm not saying that we should be rude in the way that we speak to the Lord. Far, far be it from that. But he doesn't want us come tiptoeing into his presence saying, "I don't suppose you'd like to heal me, would you?" Because we're told to come confidently, boldly, before the throne of God, where we will find mercy and grace. What is grace? Grace is what God gives. He says, "Right, you come before the throne and you lay hold to what you believe is yours, and you speak it and ask for it with that faith and confidence that what you are asking, you will receive and it will be yours." This is what Jesus teaches. "Therefore, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it." Why? Because it's part of your inheritance. It's given to you as your inheritance. Believe that you have received it and it will be yours. Right, that healing is my inheritance. Thank you, Lord. That blessing is my inheritance. That provision is my inheritance. Thank you, Father. See, that's very different from the kind of prayer, oh Lord, I need your healing. Oh Lord, please heal me. Oh Lord, I'm fed up with this. Please heal me. It's different kind of approach altogether, isn't it? Believe that you have received it, says Jesus. That's not just playing around with words. "I believe I've received it. I believe I've received it. Thank you, Lord. I believe I've received it." He says, when you speak to the mountain, when you tell it to move, believe in your heart. Why? Because the moving of that mountain is part of your inheritance. But what Jesus is saying is, you speak boldly, you speak confidently, you speak with authority, you speak with faith in your heart. Because you know, that's my inheritance. It's not being proud because you didn't earn your inheritance, you were given it. Hallelujah. It's not having big ideas about yourself. It's learning to have bigger ideas about yourself because of all that God has invested in you. Listen to what Paul says to the Colossians. Yes, it is his work in you that means you are now qualified to share in the inheritance he has prepared for all those he has called and set apart to belong to the kingdom of light. That's Colossians 1:12. You are now qualified. I said you're qualified. You're qualified to share in that inheritance. Why? Because he's given it to you. I don't know how you can just sit there and look at me. I mean, this is such good news. This is dancing news. Hallelujah. I have such a wonderful inheritance. Every day I can lay hold of more and more of my inheritance. Wow! But you see, what Jesus says is, you've got to believe you have this as your inheritance. Got to believe your healing is part of your inheritance. And that provision is part of your inheritance. That the anointing to do what whatever I call you to do is part of your inheritance. That anointing that enables you to obey is part of your inheritance. The fulfillment of every promise I have given you is part of your inheritance. See, when Jesus says you will receive whatever you ask in prayer if you believe, that promise is part of your inheritance. So you know, well, I've only got to believe it to receive it. Oh, that's good. I've only got to believe it to receive it. I've only got to believe it to receive it. I've only got to believe it to receive it. You can remember that one when you're combing your hair too. Right. Today I can live in all the inheritance that I have in Christ. I've only got to believe it to receive it. So you see, the faith and the authority with which we pray, with which we speak, with which we act, all comes out of believing in your inheritance. That you are qualified now to share in that inheritance. Then a little later in Colossians, Paul says, my intention is that I might be able to encourage their hearts and urge them to be united in love. I want them to come to a complete understanding of all the riches that are available to them as the mystery of the fullness of Christ is unfolded to them. For in him all the riches of wisdom and true knowledge are to be found. See, what is your inheritance? All the riches of the mystery of the fullness of Christ. You'll be laying hold of more and more of hair all through your life. Why? Because that mystery of the fullness of Christ is so immense that even someone like Paul says, well, I haven't yet laid hold of all of it. But I'm pressing on. I'm laying hold of more and more and more because he laid hold of me in order to give me the full head of hair. Every spiritual blessing in Christ. Can you see what we're talking about this morning? We're talking about a faith attitude towards God, towards yourself, towards your circumstances. It's your right. Now, what I want you to understand is that according to the scripture, you have no rights of your own. Human rights is something that doesn't really exist in the Word of God. There are no such things as human rights. But there are the rights that are given us by God. And the rights that are given us as believers are the rights to inherit everything of the fullness of Christ. There's a book. Now, you would probably accept that that's my book. Therefore, I've got the right to come and take that book and take it with me when I leave the meeting. Because it's my book. You haven't got the right to come and take my book. But you see, what all these scriptures are saying to us is that you don't have to take anybody else's book. Because God has given you your own book. You don't have to trade on anybody else's inheritance because you are a co-heir with Christ. God himself is your inheritance, your portion, your cup. And the more you lay hold of that inheritance, the more you will overflow. So the Father likes it when we approach him, yes, with reverence and awe, but also with confidence and boldness. I'm laying hold of what is mine. And the amazing thing you see about that parable is when the father received that prodigal son back, the father wanted him to enter into the fullness of all the riches that he had as his father. The ring, a sign of ownership, put the best robe on him, the sign of acceptance, shoes on his feet, the sign in scripture of peace, kill the fatted calf, the sign of rejoicing, all because he left his life of sin and come back. He was a son when he went off and sinned. He was, a believer. He wasn't a non-believer. It's not a parable about non-believers. It's a parable about two sons. He wasted his inheritance, but he entered back into relationship with the one who is his inheritance. And then those words to the other son, "My son, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours." You know, when people came to Jesus, he would ask some questions. But one of the questions he asked them was, "What do you want me to do for you?" Such a simple question. What do you want me to do for you? How you answer that will be a demonstration of what you believe. Be the outworking of your faith. What are you prepared to lay hold of, to believe is your inheritance, to take to yourself? Right now, last. I reckon everybody in this room knows they have the inheritance. But one of the things that the Lord has often made clear to me is knowing you have an inheritance is not the same as living in it. And what he's calling all of us to do is to live in the good of our inheritance, not just to be thankful that we have an inheritance. Supposing you had an inheritance of £1 million, wouldn't you be blessed? Because you'd want to give it all to Kingdom Faith. But you would overnight become a millionaire. In name, you're a millionaire. But supposing you just left the money in the bank, never did anything with it, you'd still be a millionaire. But it wouldn't do you any good. You know, sometimes when people win these big amounts of money on the lottery, they say, "Well, it's not going to make any difference to my lifestyle." Why not? How foolish. If you just won $46 million, it would certainly make a difference to my lifestyle. I don't know about anybody else's lifestyle. But I'd love to win $46 million because I would then have a wonderful problem how to give $46 million away. Yeah. That would be a wonderful kind of problem to have now. Where will it go? And what am I going to do with the multiplication that God gives back to me? Because there'll be even more millions to give away. But are you getting the point? You see, you have 1 million blessings. I mean, I don't know how many hairs are on that wonderful thick head of hair, but perhaps a million. How long does it take to lay hold of a million blessings? You want to live a long life, don't you, just to lay hold of more and more of the blessings. But then to know that when you go to glory, all the blessings that you haven't managed to lay hold of are yours anyway, for all eternity. So praise God. But let's pray this morning that for those of us for whom this is really relevant, that we have a change of mindset. That every time you brush or comb your hair, all the inheritance of Christ is mine today. And today I'm going to lay hold of that inheritance. I'm going to live in the good of it. And when I pray, I'm going to expect. Because God has given me every promise. Every promise in Scripture is mine. Every spiritual blessing in Christ is already mine. He has blessed me. He loves it when I lay hold of that inheritance. The more I lay hold of it, the more He loves it. And what's the result? Not just that I'm blessed, but my cup overflows. Yes. Because He is my portion, He is my inheritance, He is my cup. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand. Oh, we've got to praise Him first, haven't we? We've got to rejoice. We've got to rejoice. What a mighty God. What love. What grace. That He has given you such an inheritance, co-heir with Christ. Every blessing in the fullness of Christ is yours. He has given you that fullness. Come on, let's really thank Him. Oh, praise You, Lord. We bless You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Koratapara zatapaya. Thank Him. Oh, Lord. This is what He laid hold of your life for. When He laid hold of your life, He gave you a full head of spiritual hair. Hallelujah. Every blessing in heavenly places, every blessing. Every blessing is yours. It's your inheritance. You're a co-heir with Christ. He gave everything to His Son, and He has given everything to you. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Lord. We bless You. Come on, you. Let the Lord know how thankful you are that you have such a great and rich inheritance. Oh, Jesus. Pura la bazata barazita. Hallelujah. Now let's just confess these. I don't just mean speak these words, but let's really thank the Lord for each one of these scriptural truths. First of all, the Lord is my portion, my inheritance, and my cup. Come and thank the Lord that He Himself is your inheritance. He Himself is your portion. He Himself is your cup. Ora la bazata parasita risato bacarazanduma.
Then the scripture says, He has allotted to me pleasant places where I have a glorious inheritance. Thank the Lord, you have a pleasant place. I mean, living in Christ is a pleasant place, isn't it? Come on, He has allotted to you a pleasant place, not a hard place, not a difficult place, a pleasant place in which you have the fullness of your inheritance. Hallelujah. Ora la bazata parasito di satuba. Bora la bazata parasito di sandoma. Yes, 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 yes. Then let's thank the Lord for that truth from Lamentations. I say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Therefore, I place all my hope in Him. Come on, the Lord Himself is my inheritance. I will say it to myself, the Lord Himself is my inheritance. When I brush my hair, when I comb my hair, I'll say it, the Lord Himself is my inheritance. Today I'm going to live and walk in that inheritance. Praise you, Jesus. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Puparazata barazitoba. Oh, if you like, put that scripture on your mirror, so when you're looking in the mirror to brush or comb your hair, there you see it. I will say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance. Hallelujah. Orasata barazatuba. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Purazata barazitoba. Now that word from the parable. My child, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours. Come on. Come on, enter into that. Enter into that. Everything I have. Everything I have. Everything I have. I have love. It's yours. I have mercy. It's yours. I have grace. It's yours. I have power. It's yours. I have victory. It's yours. Everything I have is yours. I have healing. It is yours. I have provision. It is yours. I have deliverance. It is yours. Everything I have is yours. I have wisdom. It is yours. I have holiness. It is yours. I have righteousness. It is yours. Everything I have is yours. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Porata parazatuba. Not will be yours, it is yours. Everything I have is yours. Pora la bazata parazata bakalasito di sanduma. Everything, everything, everything I have. Oh, wonderful Lord, wonderful Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, let's take this scripture now from Romans. They're all saying the same thing, but in a different way. We are heirs of God and inherit all His blessings along with Christ. Just thank the Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I inherit all the blessings along with Christ. Everything that you bless Christ with, you bless me with. That's my inheritance. Every way in which you bless Christ, you bless me. It's my right of inheritance. Pora la bazata baria letu bakarasito di sanduma. Bora la bazata parasito. These are the rights that you have given me, Lord, by your mercy, by your grace, through your love. Bora la bazata baria letu bakarasito. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Porata parazata bakalasitoba. Poparazata parazitoba. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, 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 yes. Ora la basata parasito di satuba. Yes, 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 yes. Now, I'll take this scripture from Colossians. You are now qualified to share in the inheritance he has prepared for all those he has called and set apart to belong to the kingdom of light. Come on, thank him. You are now qualified. You're qualified to share in that inheritance. Not by what you have done, but because of what he has done. He has qualified you. Hallelujah. Porala basata parazata bakalasito ba. Porala basataria leto bakalasito risato ba. Yes, 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 yes. Lord, I'm not asking for a favor. I'm laying hold of my inheritance. Hallelujah. Of what you have qualified me to receive. To enter into, to take hold of, to appropriate. Porala basataria lero bakarasito di satuba. Porala basataria lero bakarasito di sanduma. Porala basataria lero bakarasito di sanduma. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, rataparazataba. I want them to come to a complete understanding of all the riches that are available to them as the mystery of the fullness of Christ is unfolded to them. Now just pray for that. Lord, give me greater revelation of all those riches that are mine. You became poor. The scripture says, this is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you became poor so that through your poverty I might be made rich. And thank you, Lord, that you want to give me a complete understanding of all the riches that are available to me. I thank you for those riches that I've already laid hold of. But Lord, I realize there's so many more hairs on that head. There's so many more things to lay hold of, so many more truths, so much more for me to understand, that I'm like the apostle right at the end of his life. It says, I don't yet claim to have laid hold of all of these great and wonderful truths, but I'm pressing on to lay hold of more and more and more. Hallelujah. Just give me an understanding of what these riches are, Lord. And the faith, because you're the perfecter of my faith, the faith to lay hold of all these riches, that as you give me understanding of them, so I will have the faith to lay hold of them, to live in the good of them, so that my cup will overflow and that others all around me are going to get blessed with your riches, that rivers of living water will flow out of me. Your riches, Lord, your riches. Purala bazata parazato bakalasitoba. Barata pare azata bakalasitri satoba. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Purata bazatari alero bakalasitoba. Now, just one more scripture that I didn't actually use earlier from 1 Peter. He has given us an inheritance that can never be ruined, taken from us, or even reduced in any way, the inheritance kept for you in heaven. Now, come on, thank him that nobody, no amount of opposition, no amount of accusation, no amount of difficult circumstances, no amount of the way the enemy comes against you, no amount of the way he tries to undermine your faith, nothing can ruin your inheritance. Nothing can take it from you. Hallelujah. Nothing can even reduce it. It can't even be reduced. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. No circumstances, no opposition from the enemy can take any of my inheritance away from me. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, you've qualified me for that inheritance. Thank you, Lord, that nothing can steal that inheritance from me. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. I bless you, Jesus. Right now, the importance of that is you may have something coming against you now, maybe sickness, maybe something else. Now, your inheritance is in your healing, isn't it? Having the need doesn't steal any of the inheritance from you. That's the thing. The enemy attacking you, however he does it, cannot steal or even cause that inheritance to fade. Can't spoil it in any way whatsoever because it's God's gift to you. Now, right in the face of whatever it is that you're having to face, let's get really practical. Remember, knowing you have the inheritance isn't the same as living in the good of it. So you're going to live in the good of your inheritance. Concerning that which comes against you now, that whatever it is, whatever situation you're struggling with, you're fighting with, your inheritance is to overcome. Why? Because Jesus has overcome. That thing is not going to ruin your life. Right? It's not going to steal your joy. It's not going to undermine your faith. It's not going to cause doubts to arise because you are one who has such a rich inheritance. Now thank the Lord that victory in that situation is your inheritance. That's an invitation to sound victorious. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Victory is my inheritance. Your victory, Lord, not mine. It's your victory. Because I have everything that is in you, all the riches in your fullness, and victory is part of your fullness, Lord. So thank you that that victory is mine. Your victory becomes my victory. Your life becomes my life. Your healing becomes my healing. Your deliverance becomes my deliverance. Your provision becomes my provision. Korala bazata para zata bakala zita ba. Balalalala bazata realera bakala zita di satu ba. Boralalala bazata realera bakala zita di sandama. Hallelujah. Right now, just before we finish, just pray, Lord, I want your Holy Spirit to witness these truths to me again and again so that I come to a full understanding of those riches, but so that I have an inheritance mindset. I want to know what is mine by right, not because I have any rights, but by the right of what you have chosen to give to me. And I thank you, Lord. I want that inheritance mindset. I want to anticipate everything that is positive. No matter what negatives arise, thank you, Lord, I can anticipate the positive. Because I will say to myself, the Lord is my inheritance, therefore I place all my hope in Him. My future will be good. My future will be good because all my hope is in Him. And He is my inheritance. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Come on, let's shout our praises. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.